بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with Iranian commanders and senior military officials in the Imam Khomeini Hosseini on April 16, 2023. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny, particularly the vestige of God remaining on earth. You are all very welcome here. As Major General Muhammad Baqiri said, I too am happy about this meeting, which is being held after a long break. I hope that, God willing, the Almighty God will grant you success in that which pleases Him and in that which is necessary for your great, important acts of service. I'd also like to congratulate you on the Iranian New Year. Although almost a month has passed now since Nowruz, Eid al-Nowruz can continue for 2 or 3 months, so it doesn't matter. You can still congratulate people. Mr. Baqiri's statements were very good too. In other words, I have the same expectations of the armed forces as he spoke of. In addition, you planned and made decisions in certain places, which is very good. But making decisions is just half the work.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The other half is to take action, follow things up, and matters of that sort. Don't let your decisions get old. Don't allow them to remain untouched, become stale and gradually forgotten. And don't be alarmed about me giving this advice, because this frequently happens. It happens both within and outside the armed forces. Decisions are made, and those who make decisions at the top of the organizational hierarchy are determined and serious people. They truly believe in their decisions and they want them to be carried out. But when these decisions reach the tips of the organization, where there are different officials and human resources working at different levels, the decisions become fainter and sometimes they aren't carried out at all. Don't let this happen. This is one point. The second point is that you must follow up on the things you have started. Now suppose, for example, that you start building a certain number of houses. Very well, but one of the problems with the plans for construction in our country is that it often takes longer than the required assigned time.
You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.